So look, I named this live Black Women's Next Move. And it's because I seen a post on Threads that was essentially a black woman asking, hey, black women, what do we do next? Right? Suggesting that they create their own alternative cities. Some was trying to figure out what do we do now that corporate does not want us, right? And even though I have unstable internet access up in these mountains, I wanted to suggest to black women that I believe that I have your solution. And I know that a lot of black women have been getting money, that you have been operating in these independent spheres and or ciphers for a very long time. And you're trying to figure out what do we do now that corporate is closing the doors on you and the white man is no longer allowing you to build inside his circle ciphers. No investment opportunities are coming your way. And I can't believe that nobody else has suggested this, so I just want to make sure that I'm putting it out there. Black women need to build with capable black men. Full stop. Right? Now, I ain't gonna lie, there's some Negroes that we can't deal with. And there's the same way there's some black women that we ain't gonna be able to work with. You understand me? Specifically those who I believe are not pro their own people, right? And by pro your own people, I need you to think black and sleep black as well, right? So I just want to put that out there. And I say that for a very important reason, because people act like black excellence is the same thing as being pro-black or black power, and it is 100% not. So the solution that I have for black women is to work with capable black men, and you can combine resources, especially independent black men who have been building outside the system while you have been building inside the system. You're now bringing the best of both worlds together so that we can now conquer and take over, because there is no other choice. So I'm not even presenting this as one of your options. I'm presenting this as your only choice. What do you think?
I think it's solid. I think it's solid. What was the feedback from the black women?
Well, I haven't. This is me doing it in real time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The black women in the posters, they were just trying to figure it out. But I'm like, there ain't nothing to figure out. Y'all don't have another option. That's like black men trying to figure out, yo, what we going to do. It's like, y'all ain't got another option. Work with black men and women.
Yep.
You feel me? Nobody will respect the people unless they learn to work together amongst themselves.
That's why people got to realize, and I think it's up for brothers like yourself, myself, to talk about how good we had it when we were segregated. You know what I'm saying? How segregation was probably one of the worst things for black economy. So we got to go back to our patronizing ourselves. Listen, the Yahudis, they only do business with each other. Even if somebody's not up to par, they still do business with them. But then they like, yo, we got to get this up. We got to get this quality, the service, whatever. But they keep their money with themselves. And we have to start thinking like that. We have to.
100%. So.
And stop when you come across somebody with a business, black person, don't be like, oh, you got your little, you're like, all right.
Yeah, don't look at this nobody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Coach on little boy, little girl people.
We got
I seen a situation that was going on. The sister named Hanifa, who had this fashion company, and I guess she was late on some orders or something that was going on. And man, they start tearing her down. Like, this is a business she had been building up for years. High quality, luxury, amazing.
Nordstrom, no.
No, they don't do that, man. You know, here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
Y'all got to understand, we are young in this country of when it comes to a lineage of entrepreneurship. Like, my great-grandfather was an entrepreneur, right? And I did not know about his history, and he did not pass down a business to me. So we are consistently restarting as first-generation business builders. White men and women get so many times to mess up right before they get it right, and they get grace. We don't get grace. We get people trying to destroy us the moment that you make one mistake, and they try to villainize your character as if you're some evil person versus you're an entrepreneur, right? Figuring it out as you go.
A lot of things ain't in your control.
Like we almost got hit by that car. You know what I'm talking about?
President Denny's, right?
So think about that when it comes to it. It's like, if we were given the grace to build, to make the mistakes, and then to course correct, then we can create sustainable businesses, because the people that are going to be the ones that create the long-term sustainable businesses are the ones that made the mistakes, right? But all of a sudden, we want to put out all these think pieces. We want to be opinionaires. You understand me? And we want to try to monetize off people's mistakes, because most of the people that's monetizing off the mistakes are not doing anything to scrutinize in the first place.
Can I speak to that? Listen, y'all. All right, so I'm big in fitness, and what people put in their bodies is important, nutrition, right? But what you put in your mind, the intellectual nutrition, is just probably more important. When y'all sit and just watch gossip networks and channels, what is it doing to you? You are listening, and most of the time, only thing they talk about is other people's downfalls and negative situations. Those kind of people are pathetic, if you ask me.
Yeah.
They have no emotion in their lives, so they talk about not the good. I would respect that they highlighted good that people were doing.
Right.
Especially our people. And yeah, we need to speak good about each other and to each other. But when we get a platform, we just talk bad. Not us, but a lot of y'all got to be conscious of who y'all tap into. When you watching somebody's content, does it put you in a bad mood? Right? Listen, you know that that's addictive, like something that puts you in a good mood. But it's way more negative shit out there because this is like...
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill at its lowest price ever and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first and only GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included, and billed separately. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Easy, cheap, salacious talking point. They know they can get people's attention. Clickbait, rage bait, whatever. Stop patronizing that, y'all. You are poisoning your mind, just like eating fast food, the junk food, the processed food is poisoning your body. You're poisoning your mind. You're going to have intellectual and spiritual diabetes if you continue carrying on like that. It's addicting because your amygdala, you're making your amygdala powerful, mighty. Your amygdala is the area of the brain that processes fear and anxiety. It used to be important to keep us safe, right? But now, negative information will trigger it the same way. And the more it's triggered, the more hypertrophy it gets is more powerful. So what does that mean? That means you deal with situations in a fight or flight capacity at all times. And that is not the way of a civilized man or woman. Y'all have to stop. Turn that shit off. It's trash. Look, I even myself, there's times that I watch like the body cam cop videos, right? I'm like, yo, why am I watching? This is pathetic.
Right.
This is not the body.
Watch some anime. I've been watching Baki lately.
Baki's,
you know what I'm saying? Baki be fighting. Because here's the thing. You cannot be a warrior and a victim at the same time.
Right.
Right? And so if you take on a warrior's mindset, then every challenge in life is making you stronger. Right? And this is why I like anime. This is historically why Black people like anime. Because Black people would then see characters like Bruce Lee and Asian characters be the heroes in a film fighting against, right, different people, where typically we grew up and always seen a white man, right, as a hero in the film.
That's never the case.
Right. And so we like the martial arts films for that reason. And we actually helped popularize anime with how much that we loved it as well in our communities. So when Dragon Ball Z came out, right, that's kind of like an extension of Bruce Leroy for us, right? A man fighting against Frieza, who is like a white supremacist. You understand me? And so if you take on, this is the same thing talking to black women, right? If you take on the warrior mindset that we are in war and we have to maintain that mindset. And when you are in war, you fight for and with your people, right? Not against. And so we are not in a fight against each other. We are in a fight with each other. You understand me? You have to be my Bulma to my Vegeta. You understand me? My Chi-Chi to my Goku. You get what I'm saying? Are you catching my drift? You know what I'm talking about? So I just want to let y'all know that. But on a serious note, I understand that there's a lot going on with black women right now. And I just want y'all to know that us black men keeping y'all in mind, right? And we ready to build. There's a lot of black women with high level skill sets and resources. And I know you don't want to have to do these things by yourself, right? We started a family office. It's called Dynasty Club, where there's black men that come together that have money and power, give you access to private equity deals, teaching you different tax strategies, wealth accumulation, and you have a circle of people that you can build and work with. This is for black men and women. You should not have to be doing these things by yourself and operating in this world by yourself. I created a platform called Zion. Zion is a platform where I do my mentor consultation and community building. It allows us to organize energy because social media.
All right, you. You're someone that's now in the fitness.
Damn. So the favorite influence is aligned. Totally, I'm not an influence. I'm a thought leader, baby. You know what I'm talking about? But anyway, what was I? I was making a good point. I got interrupted. But anyway. Let's just end it on this note, black women. I just want you to understand that we are your allies. We are your only allies. And everybody else is faking because they were able to utilize your pain and use it against you. Everybody else got false promises for you. But we are your infinite allies. We are your infinite lovers, your infinite fighters, your infinite protectors, providers. You understand me? And vice versa. So let's continue to be each other companions. Let's continue to be each other partners.
So, you know, in our holy Quran, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he talked about the woman being the rib, right? Our rib. It is spine. The man is a spine. The woman is a rib. The rib is crooked, right? And if we try to straighten the rib out, we break it. Now, crooked is not a bad thing. The rib is vitally important because it protects the heart. The woman, the man is the structure. The woman protects our heart, though. You know, so the rib is vitally as important. Man and women, we are equally as important. Two halves make a whole. We love our black women. We respect, we honor, we protect. We do not think we're better than. We are equal to. We come from y'all. All right. So, you know, we have to, black men, black women have to give each other grace. For real, for real. And black women will challenge us to make us better. And that's okay. But, you know, we're in this together. We all we got. They don't give a damn about us. So we got to remember that. We are all we got. And us together is so powerful. It's so powerful. Remember that, y'all. Remember that.
So that's your message for today. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Let's keep building. We got this one in the bag. Don't worry about it. Things might seem dark. Understand me now. That's only because they're going to be light later. You know what I mean? Peace to the goddesses.